Two digital billboards are on their way to Center City now that Mayor Michael Nutter has decided not to veto a measure allowing the controversial displays. But a few hoops remain before they begin flashing messages. WHYY's Bill Hengley has more.
By the end of this year, two large digital displays could be installed near the convention center and the Reading Terminal Market. They could be as tall as six stories. They could advertise anything from strip clubs to laundry detergent. And a portion of the owner's profits will go to some local nonprofits. Councilman Mark Squilla championed the digital displays.
This is something new. Once we get it up and running, we'll see the good things that were proposed and maybe some of the bad things that come out of it. There's always unintended consequences to something that we do that's new.
Squilla says the Art Commission will have the final say on the size and appearance of the displays, but the city will have no say over the content of the ads. That content will be governed by the same rules that apply to traditional billboards, meaning almost anything could appear on them. A free speech lawsuit recently forced SEPTA to run anti-Muslim ads on its buses. Squilla says if the owners of the digital displays find themselves in the same spot, they too will have to take it to court. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hengley.